Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop for this Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Ray Graff. Here we are in the heart of the winter in the Northeast. Maybe you're itching to get away. In the studio to help you with your travel itinerary is travel planner Andrea Schwartz. She is here to help you find a bargain, to help you not get taken for a ride when you fly. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. If you have a travel question for Andrea Schwartz, always a popular guest on this program, always best to get in early, 800-348-2551. You may also email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Cruises, hotels, passports, your calls coming up on Vox Pop after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Here to answer your travel questions is custom travel planner Andrea Schwartz. She has been working with clients for 25 years. She's an expert on American and Canadian national parks, having hiked through more than 40 of them. In the past year, as you well know, she finished hiking the Grand Canyon rim to rim 25 miles for the 530th time. She also traveled in Asia, Africa, and Europe over the years and flown over Denali in a bush plane. Always great to have Andrea Schwartz here. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I am delighted to be back and glad that I could actually drive here on my own.
Oh, you got the cast off.
I got the cast off last week, yep.
Congratulations. Yep. Our number here is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. You can also email the program at voxpop@wamc.org. But again, our number is 800-348-2551. The last time you were here, you talked about an event up in Lake Placid, and that already happened. You went.
I did. Yeah, it was last week. It was great. It was great. They had the top 18 aerial skiers, all of them Olympians, kids from all over the world, and they're just such young kids. We saw them in the restaurant just getting ready for their next run. And basically, it was an incredible event. They showed it on television last week. And
did you go and do any of it?
Yeah, definitely.
I wouldn't break aerials?
Everything else that I haven't broken yet.
Like Evel Knievel. Yeah. All right, well done. So one of the things you wanted to discuss on the program before we start taking calls is finding that bargain.
Yeah, and sometimes it isn't a bargain. So I'm going to try and get through this quickly. And, of course, email me if you have questions.
All right.
Most people know that at this point, if you call an airline to buy tickets, they will charge you $25 per ticket to issue it if you actually speak to a human.
Really?
$35 if it's a foreign country ticket. And that's the same price per person if you call for two people, three people, five people, every additional ticket they'll charge for.
That's a scam.
It is a scam, but they want you to go online. And a lot of people are very scared and nervous about that. However, there's a way around it.
Okay.
If you go online and you're uncomfortable, call the airline. They will connect you to an online specialist who can help you book your tickets, and there's no charge for that. So they'll walk you through it step by step. If you get nervous, they'll back up. They'll spend as much time as you need, no fee. So that's one way to save money.
Okay.
The other thing is bulk air. Bulk air is possible if you use one of the bulk air suppliers, which could be, I'm not supposed to really mention names, but all the airlines have them.
Okay.
They have flyaway vacations. And bulk air is unpublished, so it's lower than any fare you will see that is actually published or available online.
Why do they call it bulk air?
Because they buy a bulk of seats on a particular airline that they can use to package with a car or hotel,
oh,
or
see.
All three. And so you get savings in all three of them if you book them together. Mm-hmm. The good news is that the hotel, even if you're going away for 2 or 3 weeks, the requirement is only 3 nights. So once you've booked 3 nights in the city you're arriving in or the city you're departing from, you've met your obligation and you still qualify for the bulk air.
Oh,
so
terrific.
That's a good way to save
yeah.
money. Lastly, you don't have to pay for the flight all at once. You just put a deposit down and the bulk of the money is not due until 30 days before you depart. So you don't have to lay out all that cash as you would have to if you just bought tickets.
Nice.
So that's one good way. Another thing is when you're looking online and you put in, let's say you need 4 tickets to go from A to B, and you get a price and it doesn't look good, put in 1 ticket. Because sometimes only 1 ticket is available at the lowest price. They have all these computer algorithms, and as they sell out, they keep bumping up to higher codes. Put in first 1 ticket, then put in for 3 or 4 or whatever you need if the price is different by them 1 at a time. Because you're still on the same flight, there's still tickets available, but why pay more if there are still tickets available that are at the lower price, but not as many as you need.
Are you buying assigned seats in general?
No, you
have to.
I haven't
flown in about 17 years.
You got to call in for that, and that's always rearrangeable. And there's all these issues with different airlines. Sometimes you have to pay more to get an assigned seat before the 30-day prior to travel. Sometimes you get an assigned seat when you buy Economy Plus. Every airline has now gone into the netherworld of weird fees and charges and changes. There are certain seats you can book at the outset, but they might be far back and in the middle. And in order to get a seat on the aisle or by the window, there's another fee.
Yeah.
So every airline is different. Look into it, but still always price one ticket first and see what the lowest price available
That's
is.
That's good advice.
Then, if something looks too good, it probably is. I had someone call me last week. They thought they found a great ticket to Italy. They booked it with a well-known consolidator online that everyone heard the name of, and 2 days later they got back to them and said, sorry, you don't have a ticket. Even though we took your money, the return flight was not available.
Oh,
so sometimes these wholesalers have things up online that are not really in a timely fashion. And so
they get their money back?
They did get their money back, but now the price has gone up dramatically for the same tickets.
Yeah.
So I tell people all the time, look at the best price online, then go to the airline's website. Mm-hmm. Because the airline's website is, number one, going to have the most up-to-date information. They're going to know exactly what their inventory is because they're powering all of the availability to outside people. And secondly, once trouble hits, you want to be booked with the airline.
What kind of trouble? Turbulence?
No. Well, that's in the air trouble.
Yeah.
I'm talking about prior to flying. They're going to take care of you first if you've booked with them, not if you've booked with some distant wholesaler who they're not really interested in. So a flight is canceled due to a pilot strike. A flight is canceled due to weather. You miss your connection, and now there's only a few seats left on the next plane out. You're going to be at the top of the list if you've booked with the airline. They won't tell you that, but it's a fact. So look around, and then if you can pay just a few bucks more and go with the airline, go with the airline directly. Let's see. There are things now being advertised as economy, super economy. Everyone has their own name.
Super economy. What's that, out on the wing?
Be careful. You can't. There's no check bag at all. And some of them don't even allow you to bring a carry-on without a fee. So basically your purse or your wallet and everything else.
Wear four changes of clothes on you. Yeah, good plan.
So basically be really careful and look at that before you jump in.
Fair enough.
Lastly, you're out of all outs, which the federal government put into place a number of years ago after people got fed up because they thought that March was 4 instead of 3 in terms of the number of the month. And click the wrong date or the wrong month.
You mean people, buyers, did this?
Right. They go online, they get nervous, they click the wrong month, and now they have tickets that are non-refundable. 24 hours, you get your money back. No questions asked. Cancel online, call the airline. Nobody can stop you. 24 hours, but make sure it's not 24 hours and 2 minutes.
So people actually get the wrong month.
They do.
That's
I've had
amazing.
People call me frantically about that.
I think the real lesson here is don't book flights when you're loaded.
No,
I mean, right?
No. You be sure to not do that ever. Call me. Call me. I'll help you.
Andrea Schwartz is our guest. Our number is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Let's take a call or two before that first break. Bonnie in West Milford, New Jersey. Bonnie, you're on.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. That was really great information about the plane tickets.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome.
My question is, I'd like to take a train trip, basically from the Newark area or New York, it doesn't matter, to Denver. Is Amtrak the best way to figure out doing that, or is there do you have some special idea?
I mean, as far as the website, I had a hell of a time trying to figure that website out a couple of years ago.
The codes are a little weird.
Me too.
You know what? The good news is you can call them and they don't charge you anything. So I would give them a call.
True, true.
Yeah, I would give them a call. Why are you not flying? Is there any particular reason?
Trains are nice.
I'm a very bad flyer because I'm just petrified of flying. And normally I can fly with someone else. So at least I have a family member's hand to grasp very hard instead of some stranger's.
Let me just suggest a couple of things. I don't know what your pocketbook is like, but you waste a lot of time on the train. And
I realize that.
I cured somebody of that. My husband's a psychologist, so he has his own ways of treating. But I cured somebody of fear of flying by getting them a first-class ticket. And then letting the airline know in advance that this was a really scary scary flyer, and they needed some TLC. And the drinks came, and the blankets came, and the rubbing of the shoulder.
The rubbing of the shoulders.
They came by and reassured them.
I didn't know they did that.
I didn't know it was even legal.
If they're alerted in advance that they have someone who's really scared of flying, they will pitch in and help.
But what's wrong with the train? You don't like trains.
I don't like
trains. I love trains.
I like things that go quickly.
Train travel is wonderful. It's part of the fun.
It is if you're going on the Silverton Durango narrow gauge train through the Colorado Rockies. But if you're just going through Pittsburgh, it's not that interesting.
Well, you're going to Denver. I mean, good heavens. We went across from Chicago to Seattle, and it's the most beautiful three-day train ride I've ever been on.
Were you awake the whole time?
No, but who cares? You get rocked to sleep by the train. It's a beautiful thing.
You know what? I think it's fine if you like it, and I would call Amtrak. They'll help you for free.
Don't let her shame you, Bonnie. Trains are
not.
Okay.
I won't.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate
Good luck. Denver's great.
Our guest is Andrea Schwartz. She doesn't like trains. She likes to fly, but she likes us, and we'll take some more calls in a moment.
I love you guys. I love this. This is my home station.
800-348-2551 is our telephone number.
Support for WAMC comes from Ed Garbasek, Certified Financial Planner, Private Financial Design, South Hadley. Your life, your plan, your portfolio, privatefinancialdesign.com. Securities through Cambridge Investment Research, member FINRA and SIPC. Lathrop Communities, independent living in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition, together transforming the experience of aging. Lathrop.kendall.org. Grapes and Grains Wine and Spirits, East Greenbush, New York. Offering wine and craft spirits from around the globe and from local artisans. Hand-picked selection of wines, single malts, and small batch bourbons. GrapesandGrainsWine.com. And Ninepin Cider Works, fourth annual gathering of the Farm Cideries, February 17th, featuring New York Farm Cideries, tastings, and farm market, two sessions, noon to 3 p.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. NinepinCider.com.
Always fun talking about air disasters during the break with Andrea Schwartz, travel planner. Our number is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. If you have a travel question, a couple of quick emails, Andrea, and then we'll get back to the phones and the lines are loaded.
Let's go.
This one is from Eliza. It feels like the 90th day of January. Yeah, you're right about that. And I don't know how I'm going to make it through until spring. Is there any hope for me, a family of four, to get away over the February break from school to somewhere warm? I know this is a tall order unless we have a gazillion dollars, and we don't. Can you offer a desperate mom a nugget of hope?
A nugget of hope. Well, I would say find the cheapest flight you can find to Miami or Fort Lauderdale, and then rent a car and drive down the Keys, because the Florida Keys are the warmest place in the continental U.S. If you're talking about February break Caribbean, yeah, a gazillion is
probably. You say drive down?
Well, drive from Miami or Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, fly down to Miami.
Down the overseas. Yeah.
It's still a long drive to get down to Key West.
About 3 hours. It's not, but it's beautiful. Like train rides. This is a beautiful drive.
I've been there. Oh, yeah. It's lovely.
So I would suggest that might be your best option. Plus, there's condo hotels there. So you can have a kitchen and you can cook and save some money on eating out.
All right. And this one is from Donna in Albany. Looking for a spot in the Caribbean where you can snorkel right off the beach and actually see something. That's from Donna.
Cayman Islands.
What are you going to see?
Lots of stuff. Manta rays, starfish, all kinds of tropical fish, the names of which I don't know. But, yeah, Cayman Islands.
Do you do any of the diving?
I've never gone diving. I've done a lot of snorkeling. And I actually took a boat in Cayman Islands all the way out to this reef that drops very, very deep. And it was really – they have three different places they stop where there are different ecosystems and you can see all kinds of things.
Cool.
But I haven't gone any deep-sea diving.
Okay, well, put that on your list. You still have time.
I like being up in the air.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's go back to the phones. And Susan in Sunderland, Massachusetts. Susan,
Hi,
you're on.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Andrea. I love when you're on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's great. I'm calling to ask two questions. One is about the U.S. and one is where would you recommend going if one is going to northern Spain?
Oh, boy.
Well, and I've been to Barcelona and I loved it and I would love to go back and spend time there.
Okay. You know, I would just get in a car and drive because there are so many of these little beautiful kind of ancient cities that are all worth visiting. I would definitely just get in a car and hit them all. There's lots of small ones, and I would say your best bet is to look a bunch of them. You know what? Why don't you email me? Because I can recommend specific places to go based on your interest in art or culture or dining.
We might as well get that email address out there now. Go ahead.
It's Andrea Air One, AIRONE, at gmail.com. And I would say also they have cooking classes up there. So you might want to take like a one-day cooking class of Spanish cuisine. That could be a lot of fun to do.
Okay. My second question is, thank you for that. My second question is, if you were a beginner, where would you start with going to national parks? And how would you get there?
What do you like in terms of scenery? Have you been to any?
No.
Okay. Well,
isn't Niagara Falls one?
No.
No?
No.
Why not?
I think it has something to do with
I'm just odd whenever I see pictures of, you know, any of the national parks. I love the desert scenery.
Don't wait. I'm going to tell you what. Ray asked me a million years ago my favorite, and I came up last time with a list of top 10.
Okay, here we
go.
So
I'll give you the top 10.
Here we go.
Grand Canyon. Yeah, well, Grand Canyon, Yellowstone, volcanoes in Hawaii, Death Valley in Nevada, Arches in Utah, Sequoia Kings Canyon in California, Crater Lake in Oregon, Denali in Alaska, Mesa Verde in Colorado, and Wind Cave in South Dakota. Those are my top 10 because I was pressed. But they're mostly...
You sound bitter about that.
Well, I could easily add 10 more in four in Canada.
Right.
But that would be a great place to start. You can always start with Yellowstone, which was the first national park in the world. Make sure you have 5 days to spend there because there's so much to do and see. And I have like 8 callers, so we better
move along.
Thank you very much, Susan.
Thank you.
So you are all business, Schwartz.
Well, I got so much stuff here going on.
All right, fine. I'll move it along here. I got performance anxiety. Carol in Plattsburgh. Carol, you're on.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, I'm hoping my phone doesn't die because
it's
on. I wanted to say quickly, thank you for taking the call.
Sure.
And Ray, I agree with you, train ride. On my honeymoon, we went to the Canadian Rockies, and it was just unbelievable.
That's one of the good ones.
Yes.
That is one of the good ones, yes.
Go ahead, Carol, before your phone dies.
My question is, I'm a 46er, avid hiker, and I want to plan to go to the Grand Canyon rim to rim, which you just did, Andrea, a million times, though. Unfortunately, I'll only be able to do it once, probably. And I want to know... I will be going by myself, so I wondered, is there a group? How would I contact, you know, to make arrangements, and what is the best time to go?
All right, so this is really logistically complicated, and the reason it's complicated is you need a reservation at the bottom, either at a campsite or at a bunk. So up until this year, it was basically a phone call on the first of the month, let's say the first of October, for the entire month of the following year, October. This is the last year it's going to be that way. And from then that point forward, it's going to be a lottery. I suggest you go and look up on the website. Now, here's the deal. You have to decide if you're going to hike from the North Rim or from the South Rim. Because you're going to come up on the other side. So you have to drive to one side or another and book a shuttle to take you from place to place. So you either have to drop your car and shuttle over to where you're hiking from and then hike down and up to your car, or you have to leave your car, go down and up, and then shuttle back to your car. Email me. This is really complicated. Okay.
All right. Well,
what is your email address again?
Andrea Air One, AIRONE at gmail.com. This is really complicated.
ONE.
Yeah.
Andrea Air One.
Yeah, it's okay. There's a lot of logistics. You got to book the shuttle and hotels at either end, so it's complicated.
Okay. Well, Carol, thanks a lot for the call.
Good luck,
I'm glad your
though.
Phone
it's
made it.
Yeah, the best experience in life. Wonderful.
By the way, you have Death Valley on there? Well,
yeah.
What's to see in Death Valley?
Oh, my God. Zabriskie Point and the sand dunes and the mountain ranges.
Yeah.
It's actually the biggest park, other than Alaska, the biggest national park in the 48. It's huge.
Bring a water with you?
Lots of water, and don't go after April.
Why?
Between April and, because it's 130 degrees, and when it's baking on the desert sand, you can.
Well, how warm is it in the winter?
It's nice in the winter.
How nice?
60s, 70s.
Oh, okay.
Fair enough. Lovely. Yeah, it's a great park. Zabriskie Point is magic.
Andrea Schwartz is our guest, and we go to Mike in Saratoga Springs.
Hi.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a logistics question. I'll just try to do it really quick. Family of four, two teenagers going to Portugal for about a little over 2 weeks. Then we're probably going to fly to Morocco, and I want to know what to do with the luggage because I don't want to bring all the luggage we took for the whole trip and pack it on one of the, like you were saying, that an airline that might charge us a lot. So I'm looking for ideas what to do with the luggage and, like, bring smaller bags to transport just to Morocco, and it would be outside maybe the bell person hotel just in case we're doing another option instead of a hotel.
Well, let me ask you, how long are you spending in Morocco?
Probably 4 to 5 days.
And where are you going?
And we don't know yet.
Oh, okay. So there are options from Portugal that you can ship stuff home from UPS in a box.
Huh.
Oh.
And that's a possible, or even in a suitcase, they'll pack it for you. That's an option to ship stuff home. But that might be just as expensive as paying. When are you going? What time of the year?
Oh, we're going this summer, around July 4th.
You know what? You don't need a whole lot because it's very warm in both places. So maybe if you just pack lightly, you won't have to think about that. I don't know that I would even it's going to take time. It's going to be expensive. And I don't know that that even makes sense.
Okay.
So pack
I'll try to convince my daughter and wife.
Good luck.
Just make sure they have to carry it, and that way maybe they'll believe you.
Mike, thank you for the call. Andrea Schwartz, our guest on Vox Pop, 800-348-2551, the number, and Frank in Boston Spa. Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
I have a question. I'm going to Costa Rica in March, and I think I want to get some evacuation insurance just to be safe.
Easy.
How do I go about that?
You know what? Email me. I'll take care of it for you.
Okay. Can't you tell us for those who aren't?
Okay, very
good.
Well,
I'm not allowed to say names of places, names of companies.
Okay, so no, I'll do that then.
I'll be happy to do it.
Another quick question.
You'll be fine, though. Costa Rica is a middle-class country. It's got lots of good medical care. It's beautiful. I hope you're going to the rainforest, and I hope you're going to the Arenal volcano.
We're going to the rainforest for sure.
You got to go to Arenal. Email
okay.
me. We'll talk.
All right, but you have another question, Frank.
Yeah, what's the other one?
Yeah, where do I find out what shots, if any, I need? Shots
you don't need shots. You don't really.
You don't need any
no,
shots at all?
You can always go to the, I mean, I can't speak medically, of course, that's not my wheelhouse, but if you have any immunosuppressive issues, some people have transplanted organs, or they have their immune system is compromised, that may require your doctor to want you to get something.
Yeah.
But for Costa Rica, it's not an issue. There's no yellow fever.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people who travel get hepatitis, but that's just something you should get anyway.
All
right. Should just get the shots anyway.
I mean, a shot of bourbon never hurts, right?
That doesn't hurt.
Frank, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. We'll go back to line. Oh, gosh, we're going to cycle back to line one here. And Rob in Amsterdam. Rob, you're on.
Hi, Rob.
Good afternoon. I've never called a radio show, but this
got
my attention.
We'll be gentle.
I have a physics background, and my problem is it's the observation changes the measurement. So whenever I go online to book airline tickets, I look and I'm like, I find a great deal, and because I my wife and my kids, so I'm like, oh god. So I tell my wife, let's look at this, and we go look again, and the price goes up,
right.
And then we look again, and it goes up again, and it just keeps happening. And I think every time we book tickets, there's this dilemma. That somehow they sense we were interested, and then they raised the price.
Andrea was just talking about this before the show started.
Yeah, you know, you're a physicist, so you're good in math. These are algorithms, and this is all algorithm-driven. There are 8 seats for this price, 10 seats for that price, 20 seats for the next price, and as the seats sell out, the price inches up. Go and
they don't even have to sell. We just have to look at it.
Because somebody else is buying it.
I swear I look. I just look and I look at the price and then I tell my wife and we open up the computer again and look at the price again and it's higher.
The observer's changing it. This is all quantum.
Well, just be aware that it's possible that one ticket is still available at that price, but four are not. So always put in one ticket. You can buy them one at a time. That's my best advice, because they will change. And don't forget, you have thousands and thousands of outlets. You have travel agencies. You have people online. You have booking agents. You have consolidators. They're all looking at these flights at the same time.
What kind of a ridiculous business model changes the price so quick? This is not the stock exchange.
No, well, but it might as well be. It might as well be, you know, with these computers, they're very fast.
Well, Rob, thank you, and good luck with the quantum booking.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for the call. Our number is 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is here. What a popular guest she is.
Oh, thank you.
Luann and Gilderland. Oh, my gosh.
Well, good afternoon.
Hi.
I have another question about people who will not get on an airplane.
Okay.
All right.
And we have a daughter. She's going to school in St. Kitts. Is there a way to get to St. Kitts, get off, like by a boat, get off for a week? Get on another boat or something like that.
You know what? I have no idea.
Well, people did used to travel before there were airplanes,
yeah,
Andrea.
Yeah, I know, but this is a little island, so it's possible, but it's also possible that it's not on a daily basis that you can get these kinds of things. So that may be possible, but it may not be possible on your schedule, depending on the time of the year.
I see, yes.
Well,
good
I mean
that,
that's a downer answer. I mean,
I don't know. That's something I actually am stumped on, because I would never consider. Well, people go to St. Kitts on cruise lines.
Yeah,
but
what's
you can't just sort of book a very expensive cruise and get off there.
Can't you charter a boat?
I suppose so. That might be a lot more expensive than taking a few Dramamine and getting knocked out.
Oh my gosh!
You know, and just flying. It's not a long flight.
My husband explains it is. It's not the getting on the airplane. It's the many months in advance.
I get it.
And things like that.
Well, I think I have to refer you to my husband
to get
on
there
this.
by water, but that's not a cruise. In other words, can you get on a cargo ship?
No, you can't just get on a cargo ship. That's not going to work. And you'd probably have to fly to the port that the cargo ship is departing from. So,
dive to whatever port.
Yeah, I don't think I can help you with this.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry, Luann. And good luck. I feel your pain there. Some people don't like to fly.
I get it.
They're not all like Andrea Schwartz, who's just easy come, easy go, 8 miles high all the time. Bill in Lake Placid. Bill, you're on.
Yeah, Andrea, thank you. Referred to bulk air suppliers. Specifically, are you referring to the airlines directly?
So I don't know exactly what latitude I have, but for example, American Airlines has fly drive packages. Delta Airlines has fly hotel drive packages, all of them. So if you call them directly, there won't be a booking fee, and you can package these things up. And make sure you ask if they're giving you published or bulk air, though, because you want to know before you commit to anything.
Okay. Also, don't leave out Glacier National Park in Montana.
I know. I love it. I love it, but the glaciers are starting to disappear. It's very tragic.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Going to Sun Road.
Sun Road?
Going to Sun Road in Glacier. Beautiful.
Okay. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. And it's now time for Eileen in Charlton. Eileen, you're on.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. I am planning an extended family trip to Ireland, and I plan the itinerary. We're a party of 18, and we're trying to figure out not everybody is comfortable driving. I've been there 4 times. And we've been looking into sort of private drivers of a minibus. And I was just wondering if you, in general, have any direction on, can you just hire, you know, private drivers that might be more economical versus one that does tours for you is one question, versus we're looking at, you know, renting two large, you know, vans with whoever is comfortable driving. And then the second question is, are there group rates that you could get for airfare as well.
Yes, you can get airfare group rates for sure. Call Aer Lingus, and 10 or more is a group. So they will give you a group fare. And as far as driving, I work with a couple of companies that do private tours. They're very expensive.
Okay.
And for 18 people,
yes,
it's going to cost a lot.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. I would suggest getting two vans and make sure you get a nav system in the cars, because driving around in Ireland, if you've done it and you have, can be a little daunting between the sheep, the curvy roads, the stone walls. It's yes, it's beautiful,
right.
But you have to have your wits about you. And the roundabouts go the wrong way.
So, right. So you haven't found anything in between where you can more economically just hire a private driver that, you know, doesn't have come with bells and whistles.
No, because all of these people are licensed tour operators, and they come with a pretty hefty fee. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I don't think I would trust just a random driver. You want somebody who's certified, so especially on those roads.
Eileen, thank you for the call. And let's head over to Leslie in Altamont before we take our next break. Leslie, you're on.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi. My husband and I have always traveled by car wherever we go. And I would like to go to Hawaii.
Well, that'll be tricky.
But we always take a pet with us, and I don't know about flying with a pet to Hawaii.
How big is it?
Is it still possible? Or are they?
It's how a big cat. Is... I mean, how?
It's a cat.
Yeah.
I heard her say pet.
Oh, it's a cat. Yeah.
It's a cat or a dog?
Yes, meow.
Okay. You have to just pay. You put him in a box in a carrier under the seat, and you fly.
Really? That's it? Under the seat?
You just pay. Yeah.
And can you pet the kitty, or do you have to?
Depending on how your neighbors feel about it on the plane.
Oh, that is so cute.
So I don't know. I mean,
I dare you to do that, Leslie. That doesn't sound like any trouble at all.
Well, you can drive
to
California.
I have to let them know in advance, right?
Yes, you have to book it in advance and pay in advance. There's only certain numbers allowed on every flight. You can drive to California and fly from there, and won't be that big a flight. It's only 6 hours, so it's doable.
Okay.
But then you have to find hotels that are going to take
cats. And
there
are pet-friendly hotels in Hawaii, right?
Not a lot. Not a lot. So you'd have to look around. Good luck.
Thanks a lot. I mean, probably easier just to board the cat.
I would think so. I don't know what a cat's going to do in Hawaii. But...
any experience I've had with cats, they don't even like to drive, let alone fly.
I know.
Let's take a break, Zach, on that surrealistic note. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number. Andrea Schwartz is our guest, and the home stretch is coming up.
Support for WAMC comes from Edgar Bosick, Certified Financial Planner, Private Financial Design, South Hadley. Your life, your plan, your portfolio, privatefinancialdesign.com. Securities through Cambridge Investment Research, member FINRA and SIPC. Lathrop Communities, independent living in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition, together transforming the experience of aging. Lathrop.kendall.org. Grapes and Grains Wine and Spirits, East Greenbush, New York, offering wine and craft spirits from around the globe and from local artisans. Hand-picked selection of wines, single malts, and small batch bourbons. GrapesandGrainsWine.com. And Ninepin Cider Works, 4th annual gathering of the Farm Cideries, February 17th, featuring New York Farm Cideries, tastings, and farm market, 2 sessions, noon to 3 p.m. and 4 to 7 p.m. NinePinCider.com.
Right. It's Vox Pop on WAMC. Andrea Schwartz is our guest. We talk travel today, and we don't even stop talking during the breaks. It's amazing.
Nope.
This one came in via Twitter from Leslie. I just took Amtrak train from L.A. to San Diego along the Pacific Ocean last Saturday morning, and it was as easy as traveling from Albany to New York City. Certainly much faster than the airport hassle and time it takes to fly between those two points. Fabulous. Somebody agreeing with me.
I like that. That's a good one. That is a good one. There are good trains. Just when you're trying to get someplace quickly and you have to go through the whole Midwest, maybe not so good. But can I just give you a few more of the bargains, please?
Okay.
So cruises. People like cruises, but they're expensive.
Right.
There's something called repo, and it's not like repossessing your car. It's a repositioning. So you have all these ships in the Caribbean in the winter, and they have to get to Northern Europe, let's say, for the summer cruise line.
Right.
Cruise year. So they have to go from point A to point B. They have not a lot of ports, or sometimes there are no ports. But you can get these cruises with the same food, entertainment, attention, lovely deck, lovely room. And it is 50 to 75% cheaper.
Really?
But you still have to fly to one place and fly home for another. It's a one-way. It's not a round trip.
Okay.
And you're not going to, maybe you'll have one or two ports, but you're not going to have seven or eight ports. And some of them are as long as 3 weeks because they got to get all the way to the other side of the world. But repositioning cruises are a great bargain if you just want to relax.
All right.
Then skiing, still the best bargain in skiing is the Epic Pass. You can't buy it anymore until next spring, summer. But Vail is now owning something like 20 different resorts, including Steamboat. You can, for one price, ski all of the resorts without limitation. Holidays, weekends, whenever you want, from the beginning of the season to the end, you can get 150 days in for the one price. That's a great buy.
Okay.
And lastly, Liftopia. Liftopia.com. I skied last year in Mount Snow for $18. Go online, check them out. There's no membership fee. There's no other fee.
Yeah.
I have no interest in this company whatsoever.
Good.
Other than the fact that you can get ridiculously cheap tickets. When you find them, buy them. They won't be there tomorrow.
So you're going to go skiing soon, huh?
Yeah, I'm going in a couple of weeks.
That's exciting.
Well, yeah. I convinced the doctor that a ski boot is as good as a cast.
All right.
And I'm on my way. We'll
Excellent.
See. We'll see
how
it goes.
That's good. And hopefully you won't be in a cast on the next show.
Maybe.
Let's go over to see Jane in Albany. Jane, you're on.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Listen, I have to begin with this. This is pertinent to the train travel versus plane.
Yes.
My father was a railroad policeman. My son is a pilot for a commercial airline. So I've done a lot of traveling on both.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say, if you have to get there in a hurry, by all means, take the plane. But if you want a leisurely, pleasant, enjoyable way to go, where you see where you're going, where you see a lot of the country, you can get up, walk around,
yes,
meet people, talk to people, go to the dining car, take the train.
Absolutely.
Okay, preference. Everyone
Absolutely.
Has to go their own way. Thank
Life
you for that.
Life is a journey. Jane, thank you for the call, and I agree with you, and I don't agree with Andrea on this. I want to be right out there and say it.
I'm happy with that.
Fine.
More tickets for me.
Go to Stephen in Queensbury. Stephen, you're on.
Hi there.
Hi, Andrea. For
yes.
someone who's done so much traveling, I'm surprised you haven't taken the time to learn how to scuba.
Oh, no, yeah.
Your previous caller had asked about good beach diving spots, and you had suggested the Caymans. Might I suggest that you also look into and or travel to and check out Bonaire?
Yeah,
it
Bonaire is great,
tremendous,
actually.
Tremendous.
Yeah, they do have
tremendous diving.
Yeah, they have also very good scuba as well. I mean, snorkeling
There's
as well.
There's not much nightlife,
yeah,
but it's beautiful, it's relaxed, and
yeah,
you can dive anywhere along the coast of the island practically.
Yep.
Well, that's
it's
cool.
It's actually very well known for that. I think that's the main reason people go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
Thanks, Stephen. We appreciate the call. And over to Adam in Germantown. Adam, you're on.
Hey, I heard the lady call before about northern Spain, and I just wanted to offer or make sure she was aware that it's Basque country up there, and it's a whole other thing, and she should go to San Sebastian, but recognize the history of the fascinating Basque people and realize it's not really the same Spain.
No, it isn't. It's very different, actually.
There's a book called The Basque History of the World that I would recommend.
Yeah.
Fascinating stuff.
It is
Thanks,
beautiful.
Adam.
Lovely little towns.
Appreciate that one. And our number is 800-348-2551. Ethan in Saratoga. Ethan.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
I have a little question about the travel profession. My wife and I just finished with a 2-year backpacking trip around the world.
Oh,
and,
boy.
We
I'm jealous.
Definitely have a lot of experience and things I'd like to put to use. And I was curious about how I could sort of leverage that into a career in travel planning, or what would you suggest?
Well, what you could do is get in touch with something like the Sierra Club and see if they are interested in your skills and maybe leading groups on their Sierra Club tours. They do tours all over the world. Maybe that would be a good way to start, because you don't really have a customer base to reach out at this point, but maybe Sierra Club would be a good way to look into it, just see if you can become guides.
Okay, that's a way. It's a way in.
Yeah.
It's a cutthroat business, right?
Yeah. It's difficult for a lot of reasons, because there's so much to know about different places, and there's also an ever-changing set of rules with all of various carriers. They constantly change the way that they proceed, and so you have to stay up on a lot of
things. Do you socialize with any other travel planner, or do you hate their guts?
you know, I think hate's a tough word, so I don't hate.
So
I
you
hate,
don't, do you?
No.
No, okay.
But it's because I kind of work a little differently, and I do really super custom work, so I'm not typical.
Okay. I don't want to touch a nerve there.
No, not at all. I don't hate anybody.
Fine.
I have a few friends in the travel industry.
Yeah, some of your best friends.
I do.
Jeremy and Chatham. Jeremy, you're on.
I should say before we start, Jeremy, 1 second.
I see these fancy ads on TV for resorts. They said not to mention the name, but it begins with an S, and you can think footwear. But we're in our 70s, and I was just wondering, I don't see any people in the ads that look like me. Would we feel like out of place?
No.
Is this sort of appropriate?
You know what? The reason that they advertise that is because the same way they do beer commercials, everyone's dancing on cars and bikinis. They want you to affiliate with that group, and so you feel young and glamorous, and you'll go and do that thing, whatever it is. It's advertising. You can go wherever you want to go.
But will he be comfortable, though?
Yes, you'll be fine.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jeremy.
Not
now,
a
you
problem.
Wanted to say something.
Yeah, what were we talking about?
Your dislike of all the other travel planners.
No. Oh, I know what I was going to say. So a lot of us have very strong expert areas, and we have lots of phone numbers so we can contact each other. And, for example, I had someone who wanted to do a Lord of the Rings exclusive in New Zealand. Now, I can do New Zealand, but I'm not an expert in Lord of the Rings.
Right.
So I called her. So people want to ski, they call me. We have...
You know I'm just giving you a hard time, right?
I don't
right?
mind.
I'm not, just for fun.
I don't mind. I have good practice in people giving me a hard time. So.
Let's go to Oren in Pelham, Massachusetts. Oren, you're on.
Yes, hi. I got ripped off by a major American airline a couple of times. I've written to them, talked with them, and filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission, got nowhere. Any suggestions on what else I can do?
Yeah, tell me what they did.
Two things. Can I name the airline?
I wouldn't. If possible,
okay.
Don't.
No, I don't have to.
It's a major. I got that. Yeah.
It's a major, yeah. I was flying from from St. Croix to Cancun. I had two choices of a flight, an early morning flight and a later flight. Early morning flight was $100 more, and I did choose that flight. About 3 weeks later, I get an email saying that they canceled their flight, and they put me on a later flight, but there was no refund. They said that they wouldn't give me a refund.
Okay. Actually, they broke the law. They broke the law. Just so you know, when they instituted the 24-hour cancel policy, they also instituted a policy that if a ticket schedule is changed by more than 2 hours in either direction, so if it's a round trip in either direction, if it's a one way, then more than 2 hours. You have the right to a full refund.
But how long ago did this
full
happen,
refund.
Though? How long did they?
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they did offer me a full refund.
Oh, okay.
But I still need to make the flight.
Yeah, so you get the full refund and then buy the other ticket that's cheaper.
But at that point, the price had gone up considerably.
Okay. Well, they should.
The problem is they changed.
All right, the other thing in that law is called protection. If they change a ticket or cancel a flight and you are more than 2 hours inconvenienced, you have the right to be moved to any other flight that they have that day, and you should have gotten a refund. So they've broken the law. I'm surprised no one had your back.
Who do I go to that complain?
You know, I don't know where you flew from, but I would go right to the airport and ask to speak to the in-house manager of the airline at that airport. And bring all your documents. They may be able to rearrange this. They may be able to help you.
All right. Good luck, Oren. We appreciate that one. That's a tough...
Yeah.
As 2 years go by,
well, that's
tougher.
A problem. But you see, he's never going to fly with them again because he's mad, and I don't blame him. They broke the law.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to Amy in Avril Park. Amy, you're on.
Hi. In the end of April, my husband and I are going to be running the Zion Half Marathon.
Oh,
and
cool.
So the run would, we're really excited. The run will be early on Saturday. So we'll have the rest of Saturday, which we plan to try to figure out what's important and what to do over in Zion. And then is it worth the ride over to Bryce Canyon to see that as well on Sunday?
Goodness, yes. First of all.
Yeah.
You're talking about one of my favorite places on earth. I've been there many times. Definitely bring water shoes and a hiking stick and leave everything locked up and get in the Narrows hike as far as you can in the water. It's spectacular.
Okay, I've heard that's gorgeous.
Yeah, if you have time, go up north to the other segments of the park. And it's a totally, totally different atmosphere up there. It's a different altitude. It's a different terrain. It's more tree-like. But it's completely different, beautiful. And, yeah, I don't know how much time you have, but I think you should add a whole bunch of time because Bryce is the most beautiful.
I know. We wish you could.
Yeah, Bryce is all these incredible hoodoos made out of this pink-orange sandstone with iconic hikes, the Navajo Trail. You do a circular trail down and out of the canyon. Every turn around the bend is more beautiful. So, yes, it is worth it to go to Bryce. Absolutely.
Okay.
You can stop in Cedar Breaks on the way, too.
Amy, thanks for the call. Just ballpark it for me. How many weeks a year are you traveling?
Well, when our kids were little, we used to do 3 weeks in the summer and a week in February and a week in April and then some long weekends. I don't know. I never really added it up. As often as we could.
What about now? You're all over the place.
Not that much. It's not
well,
as
you,
much
you
as
were
I
Lake
want.
Placid last week.
Well, that's nothing.
So you don't count that. To me, that would be that's a big,
like going
big hike.
Out for a sandwich. That's like
you know. All right, Jenny in Albany. Jenny, you're on.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. I just had a concern about the lady taking the cat to Hawaii. I had a friend who went to Hawaii and they quarantined her two dogs
really?
For 30 days. One died.
Whoa.
I mean.
I didn't know that. I know Great Britain quarantines dogs. I did not know Hawaii did. But that makes sense because I tried to take a whole sack full. I've been there six times. The first time I went, I tried to take a whole sack full of mangoes out, and they took them away from me.
Really?
Yeah, you can't bring fruit in and out of Hawaii. No produce because it's a unique environment.
Yeah.
You very well could be right, so she probably should...
Do the research.
Well, I told her to call the airline, so they'll let her know for sure. But I didn't know
I have
that.
One other question.
Yep. Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they still do it, but I do know that happened to a friend of mine. I had one other question. I have an 8-year-old, and I'd love to go to Europe and spend some time seeing the castles and perhaps staying in one. What do you recommend?
I heard you say castles, and what did you say after that?
Oh, castle and even staying in one. I heard that.
Oh, yeah,
you can do that. Like a hotel.
Yeah, I've stayed in castles. There's a lot of them in Scotland, and there's a bunch in France. I think 8-year-olds are very portable. They're interested in everything, and I took my kids all of my son. The first time he went to Hawaii was 5 months old, so that's all you need to know. I think you can take kids everywhere, and the more you take them, the more easily they adapt to travel. And the great thing about flying is you can bring all these magnetic games and toys and computer games and videos. And you don't have to drive, so you can play with them, you can engage with them. So, yeah. I mean, do you want a recommendation for a country particularly?
Yeah, in fact, my son's about to get into the car.
Okay, well, Scotland is a great place for castles. It's also a great place for many, many different... You can go to the Royal Tattoo, which is terrific entertainment for kids. There's lots to see and do.
Scotland
is great, okay. But I think France is another great place to go stay in a castle as well.
All right, well, thank you for the call. Let's go over to Karen in the Catskills. Karen, you're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Karen.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, okay. Not from the Catskills.
Oh.
Question. I want to go skiing at the end of the month in eastern Canada. I booked at Ski Bromont. Because I didn't want to go to Mount Tremblant because it's more fancy. I've never been up there.
Yeah.
And then someone told me I should go to Mount Orford. And I wanted, since I heard you were a skier, your opinion.
Yeah, I would suggest Tremblant. If you want my honest opinion, I think that's the best place to go. The best terrain. And what do they mean fancy? I'm not sure.
Well, it's going to cost a lot more.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't address the others. I haven't been to them, but I mean, if you're going to spend the money to go someplace out of the country, you might as well go to the place that has the best snow capability, the best grooming, the largest number of trails. So yeah. I can't speak to the others because I don't have experience. Sorry.
All right, Karen, thank you. And very quickly, we only have a minute and a half here. Christine in Palatine Bridge. Christine.
Hi. I'm just looking for the best place to travel in December for a moderate climate. And is it possible to book flights and travel as a surprise to a country probably that doesn't require a visa.
Okay.
Travel as a surprise,
like a gift.
You said? Oh, to book somebody?
Yeah, as a gift, as a birthday gift or, yeah.
Okay, well, the European Union does not require it at the moment until things might change. But right now we have the visa waiver program with the entire European Union. So Spain is moderate climate. Morocco, you don't need a visa. Morocco is moderate climate. Those are places.
Now, I'm looking at December.
December. Well, it's moderate. I don't know what...
my concern.
Do you mean moderate 50 degrees?
So I'm thinking about, you know, 70, 60, 70.
Okay. Only about 20 seconds here, so...
Okay, well...
How about south of France?
It's not going to be that
warm. Well, I was thinking, Spain, like Malaga or, Greece. Or one of the Greek islands.
Okay, we're about out of time here,
Christy. I have to tell you, I would look at the historical weather charts online because, you know, you're talking about a month that is very, very iffy.
Yeah.
So there's no guarantee that you're going to get it as warm as you want. But anything in the European Union, Greece is probably not a bad idea.
All right.
Canary Islands.
Nice.
Canary Islands,
good.
That's
until
enough.
The volcano blows it up.
Yeah,
yeah,
well.
That's good. Hey, Andrea, how do people get a hold of you?
Andrea Airone, AIRONE, at gmail.com. And I am out of town really soon, so I will try to get to everybody.
All right.
I can't promise right now. Sorry.
Well, thanks a lot for being here. Support comes from Friends of Chamber Music, presenting the Ataka Quartet, celebrating their 15th season Saturday, February 3rd in Kiggins Hall on the Emma Willard campus. Information at friendsofchambermusic.org. Penny Farthing Investment Management, Amherst, a socially conscious, fee-only investment advisor of personal retirement and endowment portfolios, including the Bright Penny Community Strategies, brightpenny.org. The Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, working on land protection projects that safeguard the water quality of Lake George, hiking maps, public events, and more at lglc.org. And Quality Foreign Car Care, Ballston Spa, New York, specializing in European car sales and service for over 20 years, qfcc.com. A big thanks to Andrea Schwartz for being here today. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Zach Malloy, our engineer. Carol Lapani answered the phone. Jim Lavoulis is our producer. Tomorrow, the Super Bowl's coming, the Winter Olympics. We'll talk sports. Oh, that always works great on public radio. I can hear the crickets now.